Nations all over the world have suffered from the 2009 financial crisis. Investors have lost trillions of dollars, euros, pounds, yuan, and yen. The economic recession has caused food shortages, home mortgage failures and foreclosures, and business bankruptcies. Families all over the world are wondering where their next paycheck is coming from. How can we meet these challenges? Your Bible reveals the way to faith and confidence in times of stress. My friends, you can have more confidence and faith if you pray to God Almighty. God has given us promises you can count on, but you need to claim those promises through prayer. Your Bible teaches us how to pray and how to receive the awesome answers only God can give you. Stay tuned. Warm greetings to all our friends around the world. We all live in a stress-filled world. The worldwide economic crisis has produced failed businesses, rising unemployment, and even food shortages. Millions of people around the world worry about their daily needs. Will they be able to buy groceries? Will they even have a job? The Bible gives us solutions to the problems of stress. One of the most encouraging scriptures in the Bible is found in the book of Philippians. If you have your Bible, turn to Philippians, the fourth chapter, Philippians 4, verse 6. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. The Apostle Paul writes that we should not be anxious. How can we follow that instruction? We all get anxious from time to time. How can we face our anxieties? Paul's answer is that we need to pray about our concerns. He writes, "Let your request be made known to God." And what is the result of sharing our anxieties in prayer? Read this wonderful promise in Philippians 4, verse 7. "And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Prayer can lead to peace of mind. Perhaps you don't know how to pray. Perhaps you just say memorized prayers over and over again without expecting any real answers from God. Many religious people say prayers in a superstitious way. Jesus' disciples lived in the religious world of the first century in the Holy Land. You would have thought that they were experts in knowing how to pray. But notice this remarkable request in Luke 11, verse 1. "Now it came to pass, as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, that one of his disciples said to him, 'Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples.'" My friends, you can learn to pray in a way that will bring results. The Bible gives us key principles for effective prayer. How can you pray more effectively? On today's program, we'll answer that question. My friends, we all need to pray every day. We need to follow that biblical teaching. Remember the model prayer? When Jesus' disciples asked him to teach them to pray, he gave them the model prayer or outline prayer. If you have your Bible, continue reading in Luke 11, verse 2. "So he said to them, 'When you pray, say, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.'" Jesus gave us major subjects to pray about. We begin by acknowledging the Creator of the universe. He is the Father, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. He is the Father of all human beings on earth. That's why the Apostle Paul would often kneel when he prayed. Let's read that in Ephesians 3, verse 14. The Apostle Paul wrote, "For this reason I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named." Honor your Father in heaven. Honor His name when you pray. The next topic in the outline prayer is the need for God's kingdom to come to this earth. Jesus preached the gospel of the kingdom of God. That's the good news of God's kingdom coming to earth under the King of Kings, Jesus Christ. We need God's kingdom to bring peace to the world and all nations on earth. What is the next topic to pray about? Let's read that again in Luke 11 and verse 2. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. God's will is expressed through the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. His will is the way of love, and love is the fulfilling of the law, as it tells us in Romans 13, verse 10. When we submit to God's will, rather than insisting on our own will, we can be happy and fulfilled. Now notice the next topic in the model prayer Jesus gave us, Luke 11. Luke 11 and verse 3. Give us this day our daily bread. How often should we pray? If we are asking for our bread daily, we should pray every day. In fact, it tells us in 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 17, pray without ceasing. We must strive to be in an attitude of prayer throughout the day. Yes, we need to pray daily for our daily bread, for our genuine needs. A study by Brandeis University researchers found that many Americans are now praying every day. Reporter Jennifer Harper wrote the following for the Washington Post. Politicians come and go. Fashions evolve and the culture shifts with alarming frequency. One thing remains constant, though. Americans pray. A lot. 90% have a spiritual interlude with God every day. Half pray several times a day, in fact. Three-quarters pray for themselves, families, and friends, with about a quarter praying for themselves alone. We pray for the big stuff, like health and employment. And we pray for the small stuff, too, like a good parking spot or finding lost car keys. We ask God to guard our loved ones who are airborne or watch over our children left alone for a spell. My friends, whoever we are, wherever we may be, we must all come to understand the importance of prayer. World War II veterans in Great Britain remember Dunkirk and the miracle of the calm waters. In May 1940, Hitler's armies had overrun Western Europe. 335,000 Allied troops were trapped near Dunkirk in France with no means of escape. King George VI requested a National Day of Prayer, which was held on May 26th. The BEF, the British Expeditionary Force, was delivered in what became known as the Miracle of the Calm Seas, or the Miracle of Dunkirk. Adolf Hitler blundered by commanding his panzer tank divisions to halt their advancement and leave the victorious glory to the Luftwaffe. But two incidents of divine intervention preserved the BEF. A storm prevented the German Air Force from its mission, and the British Channel experienced calm waters. Every boat, fishing vessel, and ship were pressed into service. A third of a million troops were rescued from certain defeat. Adolf Hitler blundered. The British celebrated a day of national thanksgiving on June 9th. An article by C.B. Mortlock in the Daily Telegraph, June 8, 1940, reported the historic events. Mortlock stated, "Officers of high rank do not hesitate to put down the deliverance of the BEF to the fact of the nation being at prayer on Sunday, May 26th. The consciousness of the miraculous deliverance pervades the camps in which the troops are now housed in England. One thing can be certain about tomorrow's Thanksgiving in our churches. From none will the thanks ascend with greater sincerity or deeper fervor than from the officers and men who have seen the hand of God, powerful to save, delivering them from the hand of a mighty foe, who, humanly speaking, had them utterly at his mercy. Will the British respond in the future to a call for a national prayer in times of crisis? Or will there even be any leaders in Great Britain, Canada, the United States, Australia, New Zealand, and other Western nations who will call their nations to prayer? Almighty God has delivered nations from disaster and destruction. The United States Civil War from 1861 to 1865 took the lives of over 600,000 soldiers and civilians. On several occasions, President Abraham Lincoln called for his nation to humble itself in a national day of prayer. God preserved the nation, which must even now learn some painful and lasting lessons. The Bible also recounts numerous historic events where Almighty God powerfully intervened in times of war, in times of famine, and in times of social upheaval. We are facing similar threats in our day and age. Today, world leaders, statesmen, and scientists continually describe growing threats, political, economic, military, and environmental. Jesus of Nazareth gave us this exhortation and comfort. We need to be alert to the dangers of our time. Luke 21, verse 36. Watch, therefore, and pray always, that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Yes, God promises escape from these future dangers, and He gives us numerous promises we can claim if we request them from God and if we trust Him with our whole heart. On today's program, we've seen that even in our stress-filled and dangerous world, we can overcome anxiety through prayer. God has answered the prayers of nations and individuals, and He will answer your prayers too if you come to Him in faith. Let's read Philippians 4, verse 6 again. Philippians 4, verse 6. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. What do you worry about? What are your concerns? One key principle for effective prayer is pray about everything that worries you. Talk to God about all your problems and challenges, and ask Him for the solutions. Another key for effective prayer is pray with thanksgiving. What do you have to be thankful for? Perhaps you need to start counting your blessings. Some of you may say, I don't know what to pray about. My answer is, just start thanking God for your blessings. We briefly discussed two keys to effective prayer. Pray about everything that worries you, and pray with thanksgiving. Now, let's notice another key to effective prayer. In Philippians 4, verse 19, God promises to provide our every need. Listen to this. According to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. My friends, let me ask you, by whose authority do you pray? The simple answer is, by the authority of your Savior and mine, Jesus Christ. This is extremely important key to answered prayer. In his booklet, 12 Keys to Answered Prayer, Dr. Roderick Meredith discusses key number 12. Pray in the name of Jesus Christ. He writes, through the name, the office, and authority of Jesus Christ, we can directly approach God in prayer and worship. We do not need any human priest as a kind of intercessor, for we already have the greatest high priest, Jesus Christ. That's Hebrews 4, verse 14. And He taught His true followers, most assuredly I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in My name, He will give you. Until now you have asked nothing in My name. Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full. That's John 16, verses 23 and 24. When we pray, we approach the throne of God in heaven. Our Father in heaven loves us. He wants us to pray directly to Him. The Scriptures tell us to come boldly to His throne. How can we do that? Because Jesus Christ is our great high priest at the Father's right hand. Turn in your Bible to Hebrews 4 and verse 14. Seeing then that we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Now listen to this. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Notice that we come before God's throne in heaven, not on our own authority, but on the authority of our Savior Jesus Christ. He gives us not only that privilege, but also the encouragement to pray. Years ago, I was reading the Bible on my knees, and I discovered three references in the Gospel of John where Jesus told his disciples to pray in his name. They are John 14, verses 13 and 14, John 15, verse 16, and John 16, verses 23 through 26. Let's look at one of these promises starting in John 14, verse 12. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also. And greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father. And whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. Jesus Christ, the Son of God and the Savior of the world, loves you. He gave his life for you and for your sins. He has given you the authority to come before God's throne in heaven and ask God for his forgiveness, his mercy, and his blessings. Simply apply this major key to answered prayer. Pray in the name of Jesus Christ. We briefly discussed three keys to effective prayer. Pray about everything that worries you. Pray with thanksgiving. And pray in Jesus' name by his authority. Now, let me just say a few words to those who've never prayed before. One of the simplest ways to begin is to use your Bible to help you pray. Simply kneel beside your bed or someplace where you feel comfortable and open your Bible to the book of Psalms. Many of the Psalms are prayers of King David. He was very down to earth. He shared his worries, concerns, and challenges with God. In his famous prayer of repentance, Psalm 51, he prayed from the heart. Psalm 51. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions and my sin is always before me. My friends, as you read your Bible, the Word of God, you'll learn how God intervenes in the lives of his people. You'll learn that he has given us great promises that can change our lives and strengthen our faith. Listening to this encouraging statement in 2 Peter 1, verse 2. Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, as his divine power has given to us, listen to this, all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue, by which have been given to us, listen again, exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. God has given us amazing promises that can strengthen our faith. Another key principle for effective prayer is claim God's promises. The Bible is a treasure house of God's promises to human beings. We read a couple of them earlier. God promises to provide our every need, Philippians 4:19. And my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. What are your needs? Food, clothing, shelter? Remember in Matthew, the 6th chapter, that Jesus declared how God provides food and clothing for those who have faith. Be sure to read this section in your own Bible, Matthew 6, verse 25. Therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. For they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? Which of you by worrying can add one cubit to his stature? So why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. And yet I say to you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Now if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For after all these things the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. God has given us great promises. He promises to provide our every need, but we must first seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness. You can do this by reading your Bible daily and by praying to God daily. Claim God's promises. Remind God of his promises clearly stated in the Bible. Share these keys to answered prayer with your children, your parents, and with your family and friends. These principles will help you to have a closer relationship with your Father in heaven and with our Savior, Jesus Christ. These practical principles can make a dramatic difference in your life and in the life of your family and friends. God has given humanity wonderful gifts and wonderful promises. I encourage you to make your own personal list of God's promises. God has promised to answer our prayers. He has promised to fulfill all our needs. He has promised to guide our lives. He has promised us long life if we honor our father and mother. He has promised to give us the desires of our heart if we delight in him. He has promised us peace of mind. He has promised us the ability to endure trials. He has promised the gift of the Holy Spirit. He has promised us the gift of his love. And he has promised us eternal life. God is willing to give his children wonderful gifts. Jesus gave us this encouragement in Matthew 7, verse 11. If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him? There are many, many more promises in the Bible for you and your family and for all human beings on earth, if you will come to God in prayer and in faith through our Savior, Jesus Christ. We've briefly discussed four keys to effective prayer. Pray about everything that worries you. Pray with thanksgiving. Pray in Jesus' name and claim God's promises. My friends, you can learn to pray effectively and get answers to your prayers. Remember, one of Jesus' disciples asked him, Lord, teach us to pray. That was Luke 11, verse 1. Jesus responded by giving us the famous model prayer, often called the Lord's Prayer. The very first topic we pray about is the office, power, and name of our Father in heaven. Jesus said in Matthew 6, and verse 9, in this manner, therefore, pray, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Think about God's majesty, glory, power, and nature. He is the creator of the universe, and he is the creator of godly character in those genuine Christians who obey him. He fulfills prophecy revealed throughout the Bible. He answers prayers. And remember, as you pray, you have a great high priest, Jesus Christ, at the right hand of God. My friends, God is the creator of the universe. He has all power. He is omnipotent. And our Father in heaven wants you to inherit the earth, the kingdom, and the glorious universe. God is love. He wants to share everything good with you. The scriptures tell us to seek God with all our heart. Notice this encouraging promise in Jeremiah 29, verse 10. For thus says the Lord, For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you, and you will seek me and find me. When you search for me with all your heart, I will be found by you, says the Lord. My friends, our Father in heaven loves you and all human beings. He is ready and willing to answer your prayers if you seek Him with your whole heart. He is looking for your love through our Savior, Jesus Christ. In these days of stress and challenge, simply ask, Lord, teach me to pray. On today's program, we've discussed one of the most important responsibilities we have toward God every day. We must pray with our heart and mind to Him. We've discussed four major principles to answered prayer. There are many more inspiring and helpful ways explained in your Bible. If you would like to learn more about this subject, please go to our website that will be shown momentarily and read our booklet, 12 Keys to Answered Prayer. And be sure to come back next week, same time, same station, when Gerald Weston and I will explain more about tomorrow's world and the Christian way of life revealed in the Holy Bible.
If you would like to learn more about today's topic, visit tomorrowsworldhk.com to view or order 12 Keys to Answered Prayer. This free offer examines biblical keys to receiving answers to your prayers. tomorrowsworldhk.com also has valuable articles revealing God's principles for living an abundant and happy life, while providing rare insight into current and future events. Use the quick response code shown on the screen to read, download, or order a free copy of today's offer. You can also watch or download a copy of today's program and sign up for Tomorrow's World weekly e-newsletter. All these features are also available at tomorrowsworldhk.com. The preceding program has been produced by the Living Church of God.